CliffCentral.com. All right, George Meany, are you there?
I'm here, Gareth. How are you?
Well, where are you, George? This is very exciting.
I am on the N1. You can hear the ambulances coming past me from my window.
Is there an accident?
I don't know. Isn't it probably somebody hit with a stupid stick or... Oh, you're right. He's actually right on my tail and I didn't see him.
Oi, oi, oi. George, get out of the way of the ambulance. That would be a good start.
George joins us every Friday
to give us some idea of what's going on in motoring, and sometimes he makes it experiential for us.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're in the traffic with you. It's amazing how when you get stuck in those traffic jams on the highway, there's just nothing you can do.
Yeah, you just got to sit here.
All right, so what's happening this week? Have you got some stuff for us?
I do, and the UK and Boris Johnson, I don't know if he's trying to make his mark, but they had a deadline of banning petrol, diesel, and hybrid cars in the UK by 2040. Yep. Boris Johnson has brought that deadline back to...
Boris Johnson was the drunk Russian prime minister.
Oh, yes. Yes. Sorry. My bad. Maybe he is Russian. He's brought the deadline back to 2035, and he wants to bring the deadline back to 2031.
You think it's achievable?
I don't think 2031 is achievable. I mean, it'll take at least 10 years for the petrol and diesel and hybrid cars to work out of the system once you hit the deadline. So, for us to hit the deadline in 11 years or for the UK to hit the deadline in 11 years is a big ask. And then you're still going to have millions of cars on the road. And you're trying to get these out of the system. I think it's a tall ask. But you know what? If you set a deadline for 2031 and you actually hit 2035, that's not bad.
Even if they do, Jeremy Clarkson's cars alone are going to prevent that from happening.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because they probably smoke like a chimney.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And then
diesel, just something that burns really rich that has that black smoke that comes out of the back.
Like the trucks in South Africa.
Yeah.
Then the X-Class. Everybody remember the X-Class was the Mercedes-Benz Bucky that they launched in a couple of countries around the world, including South Africa.
I thought the X-Class was what was Professor Xavier from the X-Men's wheelchair.
Well, maybe they thought it was that, but nobody was too interested in this X-Class, and the demand fell, and they're now going to stop manufacturing them in a couple of countries, including South Africa. I think the price was just too high. You could get a Nissan Navara for just over 500, just under 600,000 rand, depending on the options, and the X-Class went for up to 973,000 rand. So two comparable Buckies, but because the one had a Mercedes-Benz badge.
Wow. Yeah, what else, George?
And then imagine if your car had the following patents in it. So there were a couple of patents that never made it to market.
Yeah.
And some of those patents are a meeting room inside the back of a car. And then there was this patent with this round meeting room. Now imagine the Knights of the Round Table. And this patent never ever made it to market. Another patent that never made it to market was a conveyor belt in the boot of a car. Somebody patented a conveyor belt to get your shopping in and out.
That's quite clever.
Mm.
That's very clever, but it never made it. Never made it in the mainstream. And then a coffee machine. Somebody patented an idea to put a coffee machine in the center console between the driver and the passenger.
That's actually quite smart too. Bulelo, you'd like one of those, right?
That's doing God's work right there.
Yeah, that's quite impressive.
Where does the water come from, coffee, though?
That was a good point. But I think coffee is mother's milk. So I think it's a good idea, but it never worked.
I think the water could come from the drainage off the front of the bonnet.
Oh.
Through the leaves and the leaf trap and everything like that. That would be a good place to get the water. Why do you even ask that? When you fill an espresso machine, for example, you just put water in the tank at the back. So you could do that with the one.
I don't drink coffee, so I shouldn't have asked.
Yes, actually, just shut up.
Go on.
Yes, go on, George.
And then two more patents. The one was you wouldn't need doors with this particular patent because what the car did was it split in half. So imagine this, it split in half,
yeah.
And the front half tilted up like a tipper truck.
Yeah? Why?
Well, you don't need doors because the car just opens up and you can climb out. It's almost like gullwing doors, except the entire front tips up.
That's crazy. I'd love to see that.
Exactly, but it never made it to market. And then another patent that lies in the patent records that never made it to market was what they call a sticky bonnet. So this bonnet was made of sticky material that when you hit a pedestrian, the pedestrian would stick to the bonnet so that you don't drive over it.
Oh, my word.
I like that. That's good.
And then South Africa, Toyota is investing more than 2 billion rand in South Africa's automotive industry. Remember, last year, Ford invested a massive sum of money. Now Toyota is throwing money at the country as well. And we are going to, it is rumored, get our very first hybrid car manufactured in South Africa, a Toyota hybrid of some sort. They're very secretive with exactly which car this is going to be, but I'm excited that the first electric fuel car is going to be, or hybrid is going to be manufactured here.
Wow, that's good news. I mean, you and I have spoken about the electric cars and how much we like them, and we'd like to have the hybrid because then you can have the best of both worlds. You know, you can use less fuel. But when you do need it, it's there. I like this.
I like it. And then very lastly, everybody's talking about the coronavirus.
Yes.
So how could I come to you without a story about the coronavirus?
Go on.
So a city in China called Wuhan, mm-hmm. in central China, was a ghost town the other day.
Yeah.
And I think it's still largely a ghost town. But the thing about this city is it is home to at least 4 or 5 big manufacturers, including Honda and PSA and a Toyota manufacturing plant. And so these manufacturing plants are ghost towns at the moment.
Sure. Yeah, it's scary. I've seen some pictures, and we actually spoke to someone just yesterday on the Burning Platform from China, and she says that, yes, there are parts of China where you cannot move at all. You can't get in, you can't get out. So it's quite something.
It's absolutely terrible.
But George, you know it's not the Corolla virus. It's the coronavirus. You know that, right?
Oh, damn, I should have got that one right.
All right. Thank you, George.
You're welcome.
Good stuff, man. Thanks very much. George Meany, autotrader.co.za. Go and check out their website, not only because you might be interested in buying a car or selling a car or taking a look at what prices are at the moment, but also because they've got all kinds of interesting content on there, and you will be blown away, Autotrader. And George is the CEO. CliffCentral.com.